To maximize his benefits, he also plans to wait as long as possible, until age 70, to draw from Social Security. He expects to receive around $3,500 per month, or $42,000 a year, before taxes. Yes, Social Security benefits may be subject to taxes. Will that be enough? Possibly. Assuming that Vincent's planned $800,000 nest egg earns a very conservative 6%, that would mean $48,000 a year in proceeds, also before taxes, that he could draw on without touching any of the principal. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the average retired family spends $45,756 a year. His 401k and Social Security would easily cover that. Yet, despite Vincent's planning, life has thrown some curveballs at the Martins. The biggest is that Pamela was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis and hasn't been able to work for 20 years. She draws a Social Security disability income around $1,500 per month and receives benefits from long-term disability insurance, which will disappear when she turns 65. Vincent has been creating an additional pool of funds, what he calls a slush fund, to cover both of their medical costs. "We're doing as well as we can to prepare," Vincent says. "I'll care for her for as long as I can in our house, but there will come a time when she will need at least part-time nursing care." Joyce Patterchalk, Wealth Strategist Regional Director at PNC Wealth Management, says that people who are worried about rising health care costs should look into long-term care policies. The catch, however, is that these plans may not cover pre-existing conditions, so it's important to enroll sooner rather than later. Also, these policies don't cover every cost. The most affordable ones will help pay for in-home assistance with daily activities, such as bathing and dressing. You can pay for more care, but the bells and whistles you get are less important than the peace of mind, says Patterchalk. "These policies give you flexibility and liquidity when you need it," she says. Mindful of his own struggles to save, Vincent has been working overtime to support his children's efforts. Cheryl Thomas, the Martins' oldest daughter, has her retirement savings on autopilot. A vice president of education services at a school in Chicago and a single parent to a 13-year-old Jason, Cheryl has a 401k and 403b, a similar tax-incentivized retirement account. She has increased her contributions twice, but doesn't keep an eye on her investments. That's actually a good thing.